early this morning. I couldn't get back in the bed. Got a whole lot of people counting on me to do just what I say. I might not have all the answers, but this I know for sure. I won't look back on past mistakes. A bright future is mine to make. This present moment I will change.
Creativity is inventing, experimenting, growing, taking risks, breaking rules, making mistakes, and having fun. Grand rising practitioners of prosperity and freedom crusaders. It is May 1st, and I wish I could surprise each of you with a beautiful basket of flowers today to celebrate my love and gratitude for this community and for you and for the magic that spring brings into our lives. What our family, what my family calls the 3D, anyway, that's for another time. This community is alive, alive with energy, with belief, and with growth. And the magic you feel here doesn't happen by accident. It happens because you show up consistently, authentically, and with your whole heart. And that brings me to the woman I get to honor. I get the honor of introducing today. She's a mama of four from Crawford, Georgia, a heart-centered entrepreneur, a creative spirit, a coloring book designer, and honestly, she's the kind of person who makes you feel like you've been best friends your whole life, even if you've only met her 5 minutes ago. Since finding the mastermind in 2022, she's shown up with encouragement, curiosity, and a joy that is genuinely contagious. She shares her vulnerable side, her real side, and that is what makes her extraordinary. Not polished, not perfect, just real, and real changes people. She's a fellow harmonic engineer with me, and today I get the honor of opening for her as our host, which feels fitting because our quote today says it perfectly. And that's, Ashley, that's this mastermind. Honestly, that's exactly what Wallace Waddles is asking us to do today, to get bold with our vision. So, beautiful people, I'm going to unmute the lines. Please shout out to Ashley and drop and let me know your name, where you're calling in from, and maybe one word of why you are here today. Why you joined us as I unmute the line.
Grand Rising family, it's Angela Morrison in Northern California.
Yes,
Angela.
Angela.
Hey,
good
hey,
to
Angela.
Hear you. Kat. Thanks.
Hey, Kat. Hey, Ashley. Hey, Lacey.
Hey, hey, is that Jesse?
Brandon had a rising, Mr. Christian. He's a out. Just love you, family.
Amen.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
My equal brother.
Lori Sue, we love you.
Hey, I love you too. My eagle brother. I like that.
Getting
hey,
ready
Jesse
for
Joyce
another
Jenkins
best day ever.
Best day ever. Welcome, Gwen.
Greetings, Brian.
On
good
the
morning.
Line.
The
love you guys.
Good Friday morning.
Good
Friday hey, Arnita.
Hey, Arnita. Good morning.
What's the reason you came
glad
here? Come on,
here.
I want to hear a shout out.
Yeah,
how'd you get here? How'd you get here? You have one word of how you got here?
Love.
Great.
Love brought me here.
Joy. Peace.
Oh, yeah.
Prosperity seeking.
All right, everybody. Are you ready?
That, get you a long way.
We are so ready for you. Ashley.
Grand Rising, everyone. It is another week closing out of 2026. Happy May 1st. Today is also known as National No Pants Day. So however you showed up today, whether you've got pants on or you've got them off, you're in the right place. I'm just really thankful this is a conference call and not a Zoom meeting. So if you have any Zoom meetings today and you are celebrating National No Pants Day, just remember to turn that camera off before you stand up. All right, I hope that made you guys laugh today. Just wanted to put in a little fun. It is actually National No Pants Day, by the way. That is a thing. I did not know that. I just looked it up this morning and thought that would be a funny thing to share. But welcome to the Grow Rich Mastermind. This is a call that has been going on since 2009, and our vision here is freedom through principle-centered leadership. We plug in every weekday, Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, to study the laws of success. And I'm just so grateful for this call. Lori Sue, that was a beautiful song that you started the call with this morning, just very focused on gratitude, and I really love that. But more than that, I'm grateful for the people that are in this room, because it's one of the things, it's one thing to read something on your own, but it's another thing when you get to surround yourself by people who are actively applying what we're learning, when we're questioning it, and when we're growing through it. There's just something really powerful about being in an environment where growth is normal and where thinking differently is encouraged, and where we get to remind each other of what's really possible. So thank you for being here. Thank you for allowing me to be here. I'm just so honored and so grateful. All right. Let's do a quick energy check. You want to? All right. I want to hear. Are you excited to be here this morning? Are you choosing today to step into the best version of yourself? And are you ready to make today's mastermind one of the best masterminds ever? If so, let me know as I unmute the lines right now.
Oh, Ashley, yeah. Great job, Ashley.
Thank you.
Let's go.
Nice. All right. Love you guys. Thank you. Thank you. If this is your very first call, we have a welcome gift for you, and that is called the Grow Rich Mastermind Collection. It is a collection of books that we study here together, and right now we are studying The Science of Getting Rich. And if you want to read along in the book and the copy, the version that we are utilizing, you can get with the person that invited you here, and they will get you access to that. There's a lot of goodies in that mastermind collection, not just the book that we're reading. There's a few other books, some music, really great tools in there. Our book of the month. Today is the first day of a new month, and I personally have not finished April's book of the month. So we haven't discussed a new one, so I'm just going to continue reading the book of Elon by Eric Jorgensen. And I'm sure maybe next week we'll have a new one if you're looking forward to that. So tune back in next week to find out what the new book of the month is. We do have a new enemy of character this month, and that is fear. Helen Keller said, avoiding danger is no safer in the long run than outright exposure. Les Brown said, too many of us are not living our dreams because we're living our fears. And Jim Morrison said, expose yourself to your deepest fear. After that, fear has no power. So fear is not the enemy because it shows up. It's the enemy when we allow it to take control. And every time that we choose to act anyway, to step forward anyway, and to think differently in spite of it, we weaken fear's grip on our life. And that's how we go from stuck to growing and to actually winning in our lives. So that's what we want to focus on this month. We have Freedom Fest coming up. It's coming up so quickly. It's crazy how fast this year is going by. September 18th through the 20th, we will be in Branson, Missouri this year. This is a nonprofit event with proceeds going to Feed My Starving Children. You can join us in person or virtually. The hotel information has been shared now, so if you've already purchased your ticket, go ahead and get your travel booked. And if you just plan on attending virtually, you are in for a treat. Don't worry, we've got you covered. I say we, but the guys behind the camera, the technology and everything, they really do a great service for our virtual attendees. So we'll be looking forward to seeing you there. All right. It's Friday. It's Freedom Friday, and it is time for our Freedom Crusaders Manifesto. That is also inside of our mastermind collection. So if you want to grab that really quick, and star six, who wants to share that with us today? Don't be shy. Come on out.
Mm-hmm.
I was just thinking everyone could just jump out and be great.
Let's go, Lois Dew.
Okay, I got to go by memory because I don't have it pulled up.
Oh, all right. Let's go.
Yeah. Oh, wait. I hear Minister Christian ready to come out with his beautiful voice, smooth as butter.
You want some butter for the buns this morning.
Yes. Is that you, Minister Christian?
Yeah. Yes, here comes the butter on Lopez Day on the bun. Yeah, Freedom Crusader Manifesto.
Oh, my goodness. Go right ahead.
The mission. Freedom through principled Senate leadership. I have a definite purpose to become financially free with self-confidence to back it up. I believe in myself and in those around me. Seizing every opportunity I can to practice initiative and leadership in providing service to others. I use my imagination to visualize my purpose and craft plans for its attainment. I mix enthusiasm with my work because enthusiasm is the force that energizes my body, mind, and soul. I fill my heart with sincere gratitude each day. I exercise self-control to guide my actions with patience and discipline.
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
We sure can.
I temper my desires by choosing to live within my means so I can save money, eliminate debt, and buy income-producing assets. I render more service than I am paid for. And I know that in so doing, infinite intelligence will return even more in due time. I have a pleasing personality that is both genuine and sincere. I am an accurate thinker. I know that accurate thought is based upon facts and not upon hearsay or random information. I concentrate by giving my undivided attention to but one task at a time. I cooperate and mastermind harmoniously with others, believing that together we can do more. I profit from failure, my own and others. I always practice tolerance when dealing with others. I make the golden rule the foundation of all that I do that affects other people. I know that the long cut is the only real shortcut and commit to putting in the time, gaining the knowledge, and doing the work required to earn my just reward. As a promoter, I produce meaningful, hype-free marketing that matters. I believe the stairwell designed by the architect of the universe is leading somewhere great, and I strive to make my choices from this grand perspective. I seek to align myself with companies, products, missions, movements and organizations firmly in alignment with these principles while avoiding those who are not. I will be the change I wish to see in the world, and even after I have obtained my freedom, I will continue to assist other crusaders on the path. Thank you so much. Love you, family. Have the best day ever. Never give up. Keep moving forward. Love you.
Oh, yeah. I believe in you, Minister Christian. Thank you. Thank you for your service. I know I'm not the only one. So Freedom Crusaders, as I unmute the lines, let's let Minister Christian know just how much we love and appreciate him.
Oh, yeah, Brother Christian.
That was awesome. Thank you.
All right. Love that. Love you guys. Thank you. Thank you. All right, so something that really stood out to me in what we're going to be reading today is something that we talk a lot about here. It's this idea of having a clear and definite picture or purpose instead of just a vague desire. And we talk about this so much on this call. And just being in business, or if you're in marketing, getting clear on your niche and your target audience, that kind of plays a role in that. So that's kind of what I'm going to talk about today. And I want to share this very much from a specific place as a coloring book artist. And before I go into this, I want all of you listening to kind of do something with me. As I'm talking about coloring, I want you to mentally replace that with whatever your thing is. What is your thing? What is it that you're passionate about? What is it that you can spend hours talking about, even if you feel like no one around you really gets it? And I want you to just think about that, because this isn't about coloring or art or any of that, but that's just what I'm using today to share from. So for a long time, I did not do this. I have felt like I needed to show up more as like a general business slash marketing person, because I felt like I had to sound like so many of the successful people that we hear and see and meet on this call and in this community. And they are absolutely amazing. And I have learned and I continue to learn so much from them. But they're speaking to a different audience. They still attracted me to them because I have a genuine interest in learning about business and personal growth. And a lot of what they share about is value to me. But I'm not their typical audience. And talking about those things, about marketing and about business, is a little awkward for me sometimes. But the beautiful thing is that I finally figured out I no longer feel like I have to be talking about those things. Because at my core, I'm an artist. I could sit and talk to you about colors, about paints, about crayons, about any of the art stuff, creative ideas, for hours and hours. And most of you here probably would not. I mean, maybe some of you would enjoy it. But I don't think coloring is everyone's thing here. And that's totally okay. But let's dig into this just a little bit. So there is a psychological truth behind this idea that people are naturally drawn to people who are like them. Similar interests, similar ways of thinking, similar experiences. So when this moment of clarity came, it came when I thought, if I'm this way, then there are other people that are this way too, right? And that's actually how connections work. And then I started looking at it more practically as it related to my target audience. So over the last decade, there have been millions of adult coloring books that have been sold. There are entire communities built around coloring and journaling and creativity. I've actually spent as I've tuned into social media this week, there's this really hilarious feud going on in the coloring world where there's a few different coloring book artists that are coloring this one page, and they're doing it. Y'all, coloring has taken off to a whole other level. If you've looked at it, it's not just filling in colors. It's really bringing these pages to life. And it was just a very friendly feud, complete with a little respectful smack talk, and it just had the entire coloring community going crazy. But that really brought my attention to just how wide and huge this market is. And within those communities, here's the piece of it that really clicked for me. Within those communities, there are people who do not just consume. They create. They design. They publish. They build things of their own. And a lot of those people, whether they realize it yet or not, could probably benefit from the exact same tools and principles that we learn about and that we're using here. And they may not even know that they exist yet because of this. How many of us Freedom Crusaders are hanging out in the adult coloring Facebook group? Probably a whole lot less than the ones that are hanging out in the business and marketing Facebook groups. So I hope that you can kind of see the value and the gold in that idea. And that was just kind of an aha moment for me, or grow rich moment. We coined a new term, our grow rich moment. And something else that's really been important to me in this is this idea of serving. You know, there's a principle that we talk about of giving more service than what we're paid for. And I've really been sitting with that lately as well, because for me, this isn't just about creating something and hoping that it sells. It's about showing up in a way that actually serves the people within this community, sharing ideas and perspectives, creating things that really help people feel a little lighter and a little more clear. And I believe that I can do that with what I have and with what I have to offer without always expecting something back right away. And that's the energy that I've been working on bringing into, you know, my space, because when we focus on serving first, we're not forcing anything, and we're not trying to convince, and we're not trying to fit into a box that isn't ours to fit into. We're just showing up and we're giving value in a way that feels real. And over time, you begin to trust that the right opportunities and the right people will start to show up. So when I tie this back to what we're going to be reading about today, it talks about having a definite purpose and how a clear and specific vision can really bring the right opportunities and people into our world. And I realized I wasn't lacking the effort. I was just lacking the clarity. And I had this vague idea that I wanted to share this or I want to promote this, but I was trying to do it in a way that did not align with me. And when you get really specific, when you say, this is who I am, this is what I love, and this is who I'm speaking to, there's a big shift that happens, and you're no longer trying to reach everyone. And you start to attract the people who already resonate with what it is that you have to offer. And there might even be things that seem like obstacles. So for me, I've struggled with this idea. I think a lot of artists do sit in the space of fear when it comes to AI. You know, fear of AI replacing, but that has long left my mind at this point because, again, spending just a little bit of time in this coloring community, I realized there's a huge market of people that are looking specifically for hand-drawn work. They get annoyed with the AI created coloring books because it's just not as authentic. They just feel the difference in it. And so there is a whole market. I don't have to compete with AI. And so instead of thinking, you know, something is taking your place, you start to see where you actually stand out. And so for me, this reading really landed as it's not just about having the desire. It's about getting so clear on what that looks like, not just for you, but through you. Let it evolve over time as you begin to trust the path, and it will become a very clear and coherent message for you and for your audience. And when it gets clear, it stops feeling forced. So the reason I wanted to share this in this way today is for anyone that might be feeling like they're trying to fit themselves into someone else's box, trying to sound a specific or certain way, because we have a lot of really amazing leaders here. And there is a layer of, you know, love and appreciation and being inspired by them. And sometimes we hear the word duplicate, but there's different ways of duplicating. And we don't have to do things exactly the way someone else is in order to apply the same principles. So trying to sound a certain way, trying to follow a path that doesn't fully feel like yours. So you want to, like I said, take what I said about coloring and fill in that blank with your thing. Think about the audience. Think about the different layers of that audience, the consumers, as well as the ones that might be a little bit like you that want to create something, want to make a difference in the world, because those two generally mingle, in my opinion, across all themes, all niches. Looking back at my notes to see if I missed anything. But yeah, when you get clear on that, you pair it with purpose and you're not forcing anything anymore. So not everyone, and this is the thing I want you to take away too. Not everyone has to understand your thing. But the right people will fill it when you do. And you'll see that there's even more power behind the fact that not everyone is understanding your thing, because it really hones in your audience. So I am not a business or a marketing expert by any means. I know that there are so many different ways to go about this, and this isn't the only way of doing it, but this is what I have found that has been working for me. And I'm really excited that I have trusted this process long enough to just go with it, even when it didn't make sense. Because this year I feel more in alignment with myself and my purpose than I have in a really long time. So I hope by sharing that you got some value from this today. If not for you, maybe someone that, you know, is on your team that you can share with, or someone that, you know, just wants to do something. They don't know where to begin. So hopefully this message helped. I am right on time. So I'm going to jump into the reading, and I actually didn't have it open yet. All right, we are on Science of Getting Rich, and we are starting on page 55. My computer is taking a little. Okay. Thinking in the Certain Way, Chapter 8. Turn back to Chapter 6 and read again the story of the man who formed a mental image of his house, and you will get a fair idea of the initial setup toward getting rich. You must form a clear and definite mental picture of what you want. You cannot transmit an idea unless you have it yourself. You must have it before you can give it. And many people fail to impress thinking substance because they have themselves only a vague and misty concept of the things they want to do, to have, or to become. It is not enough that you should have a general desire for wealth to do good with. Everybody has that desire. It is not enough that you should have to wish to travel, see things, live more, etc. Everybody has those desires also. If you were going to send a wireless message to a friend, you would not send the letters of the alphabet in their order and let them you would not send the letters of the alphabet in their order and let them construct the message for himself. Nor would you take words at random from the dictionary. You would send a coherent sentence, one which meant something. When you try to impress your wants upon the thinking substance, remember that it must be done by a coherent statement. You must know what you want and be specific and definite. You can never get rich or start the creative power into action by sending out unformed longings and vague desires. Go over your desires just as the man I have described went over his house. See just what you want and get a clear mental picture of it as you wish it to look when you get it. That clear mental picture you must have continually in mind. As the sailor has in mind the port toward which he is sailing the ship, you must keep your face toward it all the time. You must no more lose sight of it than the helmsman loses sight of the compass. It is not necessary to take exercises in concentration, nor to set apart special times for prayer and affirmation, nor to go into the silence, nor to do occult stunts of any kind. Some of these things are well enough, but all you need is to know what you want and to want it badly enough so that it will stay in your thoughts. Spend as much of your leisure time as you can in contemplating your picture. But no one needs to take exercises to concentrate his mind on a thing which he really wants. It is the things you do not really care about which require effort to fix your attention upon them. And unless you really want to get rich so that the desire is strong enough to hold your thoughts directed to the purpose as the magnetic pole holds the needle of the compass, it will hardly be worthwhile for you to try to carry out the instructions given in this book. The methods set forth here are for people whose desire for riches is strong enough to overcome mental laziness and the love of ease and to make them work. The more clear and definite you make your picture then, and the more you dwell upon it, bringing out all its delightful details, the stronger your desire will be. And the stronger your desire, the easier it will be to hold your mind fixed upon the picture of what you want. Something more is necessary, however, than merely to see the picture clearly. If that is all you do, you are only a dreamer and will have little or no power for accomplishment. Behind your clear vision must be the purpose to realize it, to bring it out in tangible expression. And behind this purpose must be an invincible and unwavering faith that the thing is already yours, that it is at hand, and you have only to take possession of it. Live in the new house mentally until it takes form around you physically, and the mental realm enter at once into full enjoyment of the things you want. Whatsoever things ye ask for when ye pray, believe that ye receive them and ye shall have them, said Jesus. See the things you want as if they were actually around you all the time. See yourself as owning and using them. Make use of them in imagination just as you will use them when they are your tangible possessions. Dwell upon your mental picture until it is clear and distinct, and then take the mental attitude of ownership toward everything in that picture. Take possession of it in mind and the full faith that it is actually yours. I hear Angela Amazing in my mind right now with full faith. Hold to this mental ownership. Do not waver for an instant in that faith that it is real. And remember what was said in the preceding chapter about gratitude. Be as thankful for it all the time. Be as thankful for it all the time as you expect to be when it has taken form. The person who can sincerely thank God for the things which as yet he owns only in imagination has real faith. He will get rich. He will cause the creation of whatever he wants. You do not need to pray repeatedly for things you want. It is not necessary to tell God about it every day. Your part is to intelligently formulate your desire for the things which make for a larger life and to get these desire arranged into a coherent whole, and then to impress this whole desire upon the formless substance which has the power and the will to bring you what you want. You do not make this impression by repeating strings of words. You make it by holding the vision with unshakable purpose to attain it, and with steadfast faith that you do attain it. The answer to prayer is not according to your faith while you are talking, but according to your faith while you are working. Oh, that's good. Your answer to prayer is not according to your faith while you are talking. Can't talk the talk, you got to walk the walk, but according to your faith while you are working. I guess you got to work the work instead of walk the walk, right? You cannot impress the mind of God by having a special Sabbath day set apart to tell him what you want and then forgetting him during the rest of the week. You cannot impress him by having special hours to go into your closet and pray if you then dismiss the matter from your mind until the hour of prayer comes again. Oral prayer is well enough and has its effect, especially upon yourself, in clarifying your vision and strengthening your faith. But it is not your oral petitions which get you what you want. In order to get rich, you do not need a sweet hour of prayer. You need to pray without ceasing. And by prayer, I mean holding steadily in your vision with the purpose to cause its creation into solid form and the faith that you are doing so. Believe that ye receive them. Let's see. Okay, I'm going to finish this next page. Once you have clearly formed your vision, the whole matter turns on receiving. When you have formed it, it is well to make an oral statement addressing the Supreme in gratitude. Then from that moment on, you must, in mind, receive what you ask for. Live in the new house, wear the fine clothes, ride in the automobile, go on the journey, and confidently plan for greater journeys. Think and speak of all the things you have asked for in terms of actual present ownership. Imagine an environment and a financial condition exactly as you want them, and live all the time in that mental environment and financial condition until they take physical shape. Mind, however, that you do not do this as a mere dreamer and castle builder. Hold to the faith that the imaginary is being realized and to your purpose to realize it. Remember that it is faith and purpose in the use of the imagination which make the difference between the scientist and the dreamer. And having learned this fact, it is here that you must learn the proper use of the will. And that concludes chapter 8. So on Monday, Booker can pick up on how to use the will. We are going to jump into the mastermind portion of the call. Just a little disclaimer, this is a non-company specific call, so please no mention of company names, system names, or home business leader names unless the leaders are a part of our community. This is a spiritual mastermind, but not a religious mastermind. So please avoid dogmatic religious terms and ideas as much as possible. Good vibes only, no controversial politics or news. And we are in the right mode. So star 6, who would like to come out first today?
Hey, good morning.
Good morning, Wanda.
Good morning, my friend. I just want to say you did an awesome job this morning. And I like the whole topic about you talking about being aligned, you know, being an artist. You know, this is the thing that I realize, that each and every person on this call, we're all different. We all do all kinds of things. You're an artist. Some people are musicians. Some people are construction workers. Other people are housekeepers. The thing that we have in common is we all stand for the principle-centered leadership. I feel that we all have a vision and a goal. And even though we're not the same, right, we all have different things. We're all aligned by the principles that we're learning. I've learned over the last couple years to really niche my target market, like you were talking about this morning. That's so important, because when we know who we're talking to, when we know what their problems are and the solutions, right, we can help people. So I learned this year that, you know what, don't talk to everybody. Talk to that one person. And just like you, my friend, people, there are so many people out there, right, that are just like you. They're just like me. They're just like Christian. They're just like Paul. We're all looking to align with those people. So I just really love this call. I like all we're learning. I learned so much from each and every one of you, even though we don't have the same profession. But we learned so much from each other, and I love that we all come together in harmony and cooperation to build each other up, because what's important to you is important, right? And when we realize that everybody is not like us, but there are people out there that are just like that, us, that are looking for us. So I just want to say, great call. Keep up your work on your coloring book. You're making such a difference. And there's so many people just following your talent, girl. You know, I just want to say I'm so proud of you. Keep stepping up, you know, in spite of fear, because each and every one of us are afraid to step out. I'm even afraid to do video sometimes, but you know why I do it? Because I'm out there to help that one person. What I want for myself, I want for others. So as always, do something good for somebody else in the space of knowing they can't repay you. Keep shining bright, girl. I love you.
I love you too, Wanda. Thank you so much. Thank you. And way to go. Just way to go on your success, on you realizing your target audience. And that's a big grow rich moment. That was a big grow rich moment for me. And it took me a little longer than I would like to admit to realize it. But way to go, Wanda. So happy for you, and thank you, thank you. All right, star 6, who else is out there?
Jesse, good morning.
Hey, Jesse, good morning.
Hey, loved your topic. Loved your topic. And I think, at least I'll speak for myself, we each kind of struggled with what it was, and we watch others and want to be like them, and I'm not as good as that. And so on and so forth, but I want you to know that, number one, don't compare. No one should compare themselves to someone else, because we are so different. We are so unique, which is the beauty behind who we are. And because of that, what I was getting from what you were sharing was your passion is what is going to attract your unique niche. And the more unique it is, I feel, the better. We are not here to attract everyone in the world. That isn't what we are here to do. We're here to really reach out with our passion, that unique love that we have for something. And that's why we can talk about it and we light up when we do. And there are others similar to you that may be feeling, like you said, like you have been. No, my little niche or what I do isn't that important. It isn't all the excuses we can tell each other about why what I do isn't as good as the other person's. But it is. It's what your purpose is. It's why you're here. It's to maybe show, influence others that be brave, step out, show what you love. And artistry, my goodness, is incredible. Whatever it is, painting, whatever that might be. You might have started out with, doodling on a piece of paper and come out with this incredibly beautiful artwork. That's your unique talent. And embrace it. And I've got all these notes. I think what you found, and I've been getting these kind of hints and winks about that to talk about, is you're now looking through clearer lenses. That clarity comes when we can see what we are, what our talent is, through clearer lenses, so our vision is so much better. And that's what you want. That's what you're seeing. And you mentioned AI, and AI is fabulous. It is, to me, incredibly helpful. It's my partner. Oh, my gosh, it makes life so much easier. However, it can help you also get ideas. It doesn't mean you have to do it again. It doesn't mean you have to do it just like AI did it. You have such great ideas coming from AI. And then you can make it your own, because it starts, for me, just generating these incredible creative juices, like, oh, my gosh, that was great, AI, but now I can probably do this, and I can probably do that. And the more you work with it, the more creative you find you are. So take that as a fabulous tool. And what Wanda said, I loved what she said, being in alignment with your passion. Be in alignment with your passion. What is it that you love to talk about? Talk about that, because that is going to attract the right people to you. And if the wrong ones aren't interested, you know what? That's good too, because you want those that are right in alignment with your passion. And having a unique niche, that's incredible. That makes you stand out, makes you dynamic. Wear that with a real badge of honor. So those are all my thoughts.
Thank you so much, Jesse.
Your topic. You're so welcome.
Appreciate you, and those are great thoughts that you had there. Love it. Alignment, passion, follow that. All right, Star 6, who else has got some thoughts for us today?
Ashley.
Hey, y'all come out, Ashley. Oh,
hi, Gail. Let you got Gail and Lori Sue.
Oh, you want Lori Sue to go ahead?
Go right ahead, Gail.
Okay. Well, anyway, this was a great chapter to read. It's certainly in my wheelhouse. And you did a great job. Thanks so much. And I think you're certainly a perfect example of the chapter, you know, with what you do with your coloring and how, you know, you're just minding your own business, doing something you enjoy, and now you're realizing that it can help and serve other people. So that's like another Grow Rich moment. And I just really love it because this kind of just speaks my language, the chapter, because, you know, I'm a big purpose-driven person, to help people find their purpose, because I realized after, and I always say interviewing thousands of people, because I really literally have. I've been doing this for such a long time, and it took me a long time to realize that people don't know their purpose, and they're trying to get a paycheck. They just need paycheck. They got to pay their bills, right? So they come in and they're interviewing with me and, you know, I'm trying to make a match for different companies, things like that. But their aha moment comes up where it's, you know, I'm saying, you know, what have you always wanted to do kind of thing? Is there anything that you've dreamed about doing? And they start thinking, and nobody really has ever asked them those questions. So they're like, well, someday I want to, you know, I want to make my own jewelry. I want to have my own jewelry store, or I want to be a florist. I want to have my own florist, you know. So I start talking to them. It's like, well, have you ever, you know, gotten a job, you know, in a store, a jewelry store or a florist where you can see, you know, what's happening there, what it takes to do it? Oh, no, I haven't. You know, it's like those are simple things of life where if there's something that's calling out to you and you've never done it, see, how can I start? Like, and I just observe, like you just kind of be this little spy.
Right.
You know, you're not coming to take over. You're not coming to, you know, buy the place, but it's giving you ideas on, you know, do I really want to do this? A lot of times you get to the point where you are actually arriving and you think, I don't really want to do this anymore. This is really not what so you kind of, there's so many ways and ideas that you can, you know, manage your life, but it is important to think, right? Think and grow rich. So, you know, just to, I guess that's just my two cents. I love the chapter that you're reading because it's all about, you know, purpose and faith and, you know, making something happen that you are thinking about for a long time. It's not, this is not like an overnight, like, oh, maybe I'll do this or some, you know, fly by night thing. It's something that you've been really, really thinking about and you think and feel that it's something that you should be doing. Always, how are we going to serve other people? It's never about us. It's about what has been given to us since we were born and that we're working our way into helping other people. So anyway, that's my two cents. And, you know, whatever the mind can conceive and believe it can achieve. Just it's like the ABCs backwards, I think. But anyway, back to you. And thank you for your service this morning, Ms. Ashley. You're doing a great job.
Thank you, Gail. Love all of your thoughts. Great, great thoughts. All right, Lori Sue, come on out. You there, Lori Sue? You might be muted. All right. Star 6, who else wants to come out with us today?
All right. You guys can still hear me, right? Okay. Looks like everything is still working. Star 6, who else wants to share today?
I'm doing the Dougie.
Oh, yeah. What's up, Booker?
What's going on, Ashley? And I just have to tell y'all, I've had the pleasure this morning of promoting three of my managers, and it was so good to see, you know, when you instill in people and you pour into them, and then they got their own wings and stuff, and they said, Mr. Booker, what are we going to do about the position that's open? I said, I will always find somebody else, but I always encourage people, you want to do better in life, and the most dangerous thing you can do is be in the same spot you was last year. So I encourage people, hey, get promoted, make as much money as you possibly can, because trust and believe, the companies, they making this money, y'all. So just had to share that with you, and that's why I went on the beginning of the call. I'm just looking like a proud daddy. So I definitely appreciate you, Ashley, for stepping up to the plate, and I can't wait to share a lot more on Monday. So y'all come back Monday morning, same bat time, same bat channel on the Thinking Grow Rich call. Bye for now.
Bye, Booker. And great. I love your thoughts, and I can't wait to hear what you have to say. I love hearing about you being such an awesome leader in your businesses and the way you show such a love and respect and care for your employees. It just, I've been an employee that wasn't respected in the way that you do that, and you do such a beautiful job doing that. So just wanted to recognize you for that. I always love hearing those stories. Looking forward to it.
Yeah. You know, and I appreciate it. And I realize, too, that people are giving me something that they can't get back, and it's so valuable, which is their time. And yeah. I show people I really appreciate them. And if y'all want to know why people are leaving, it's because they don't feel appreciated.
Yep.
All right, so, more on Monday. Y'all just stay tuned.
So good. Definitely want to tune into that. All right, Star 6, who else has something to share with us today? Are quiet for this Freedom Friday.
Mwah, mwah, mwah.
Rita Joy.
I'm going to take it off of Bluetooth. Hi, Ashley. Hi, family. Happy
Hello.
Freedom Friday. Looking forward to your dance video today, Ashley.
Oh, I've got the you put me on the spot. I got to do one today.
I planted that seed because, yes, your
yep.
coloring is all that. Love, love, love that how you ask us to think of what represents coloring in our lives.
Mm-hmm.
And I immediately thought of music.
Yep.
Because music has always been a language to me since my whole life. I was thinking, have y'all ever stopped to think about what would life have been like if we didn't have music? If nobody had followed their heart and their creativity and written songs and then danced to those songs and shared those songs that touched so many hearts and then created other musicians. And so that's my language of love is music and, well, one of them, let's say. And we had something happen. Christian touched on it yesterday, but it'll be an ongoing story. But in 2012, Christian said, you know, Dallas doesn't have a theme song. Dallas needs a theme song. So that's all it took, he said, about creating this theme song for Dallas. And I happily helped him with the lyrics, and we got it written. And it, through the years, it has evolved, and we've had just a few chances to share it, but he never wanted to share it till it was ready, until it was time, you know, and that thing about being prepared. Well, so we've just always had it in our back pocket, and it's a great theme song for Dallas. And I'm one of my clients that I take care of her pets when she travels, happens to work for the mayor, and we had planted the seed and given her the CD years ago, but nothing actually happened. And of course, y'all know there's a lot been going on in real life. But the other day, I'm at her home taking care of her babies, and I get a text from her. She is right now in Spain with the mayor of Dallas. There's a global conference for mayors going on in Madrid, Spain right now. And she texted me and she said, do you have that audio file of your song? Because last night when you sent me pictures of my babies, I was with the mayor and I told him all about y'all, told him about the song, and he wants to hear it. So I said, let me check with Christian, because, you know, he's the technical, he's the engineer mastermind making it all happen. And so within 5 minutes, and this is when he was going through his stuff too, of court and all that, He sent me the audio track, our logo of Never Give Up Entertainment, a picture of us on stilts as a cowboy and a cowgirl on the front of the Dallas Morning News, and a copy of the lyrics printed so they can read the lyrics also. So I sent all five of those things to her. And so within 5 minutes, she had something really cool to present to the mayor. And so our song got
That's
its opportunity.
Her. That's so exciting.
All across the world, and it's a great song. We'll y'all will all hear it, and Sunday Freedom Fest will be back in Dallas again, and we'll definitely be doing that song. But anyway, I just thought that was a wonderful example of following your heart, nurture your dream, and when the time's right, the right people will be there to resonate with you about it. And so that's my little Grow Rich story.
That's
for
a great Grow Rich moment, and demonstrating
awesome?
Having full faith that that opportunity will come at the time when it's meant to come. That's a beautiful story.
Yeah,
thank you for sharing that, and I'm so
You're
excited
welcome.
For
I love
y'all.
You,
love
you
too.
Bye-bye.
All right. Lori Sue, are you back? All right, star 6, who else wants to come out?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, got the butter for the buns.
Got the butter for the buns. Smell the bacon.
Smell the bacon. Bacon is good for me.
Oh, yeah.
How's it going, Minister Christian?
All right, I'm having the best day ever on the best call ever with the best community ever.
Yep.
And I'm just thankful. Love you, Rita Joy. Thank you for sharing that with everybody because, yeah, we did that song in 2012, and it was just a thought. You know, this city doesn't have song. I mean, it had the Dallas song with JR. And that's like it. And Dallas has so much great things going on with it, like many cities. But, you know, I was there, you know, almost 20 years, and we wrote this song. And just like Never Give Up, we wrote the song because it was a thought, it was an idea. It's like, you know, this could encourage people. And like, this is it. You know, if you never give up, we keep moving forward. And when we started getting on this call, we knew at some point it would merge with this call. It would come together. And, of course, one of the harmonic engineers, the name was just on my Mahara Tucker, yes. And she's still listening to this for a short amount of time and reaches out on Facebook in our community. But, you know, she heard the song and she just felt, wow, this really needs to happen. And so she really pushed it along with some other people. And lo and behold, it became one of the songs that, you know, started and ended our call. And now we have so many other great songs, as I said before, that, you know, will be here in the future and even more. You know, to describe our community, and Lori Sue is just doing a great job of that, and I encourage anyone who does songs, even Paul is doing songs, you know, Zen of My Den, I want to do an acoustic version of that, man. Just kind of surprise Paul, I won't be too much of a surprise if I'm talking about it, but it's a great song, we have great songs in our community, and I just, the thought of us having a worldwide concert tour, pushing these songs, pushing our principles, pushing Think and Grow Rich. Who is Napoleon Hill knew this would be in the schools one day? And it's just really starting to catch steam with quantum physics as the new law of man cooperation, which Napoleon Hill talked about so much. So I just want to encourage all the artists and people and creatives like you, Ashley, to keep following those urges, those nudges to create. And it doesn't matter who's going to look at it at the time. Create it because it's something that's in your heart to create. I think you being a published coloring book artist is just even better than just being an author. You know, you're all that in one. You're a creative, you're an artist, you're an author, and it's something that's very important that people can use. And it's just a great, great talent. And again, we can't. The saying is, if you talk to everybody, you talk to nobody. Okay. So I'm not talking to everybody when I do my music or when I say things. Or I talk about my rights and, you know, and Indigenous Native American. These are things that resonate with me. They resonate with it is through love. And I think love is the glue that connects everybody. I think love is the glue that can talk to everybody, you know, even the people who don't want it, like the sunshine. It still helps them regardless if they know it or not. So thank you again, Rita Joy, this family. And like Booker said, you know, if you don't appreciate people, they won't stay around. People go where they're appreciated. No one forces us to come to this call. We come here because we're edified and appreciated, and this is where the love is. So thank you so much, family, for all you do. Never give up. Keep moving forward. Be the change you wish to see. Not wish to see. Be the change you're born to be in this world. Love you. Aw.
Love that change and that quote. So powerful. Love is the glue. Thank you. Thank you, Minister Christian. All right, Lori Sue, if you want to try and clear the line so we can. Yeah, still. All right. Sorry, guys. We're trying to figure out Lori Sue's technical issue, but star six, if anyone else wants to come out, we've got about 4 more minutes.
Hey, Ashley, it's Albie.
Hey, Albie, how are you?
Hey, good morning. I really just love hearing your creative side to everything. It's really awesome. I love that. And you know, it's kind of funny because the place this morning that it was talking about was inside the thinking, the science of growing rich was, you know, imagine yourself being in that house, the house that you want to live in, that, you know, the imaginary place that you want to be at. And, you know, I was talking to my team last night and I was like, you know, if you want to become a millionaire or you want to become whatever it is that you want to become, you have to see yourself as that person and live from live almost as if you've already attained that you've already become that. Because if you do, it starts to literally seep into your system and you actually start becoming that person as you're living it.
Yeah.
It's kind of, you know, people always say, well, you know, I'm not a millionaire. I'm not this or I'm not that. I don't have the money. And they let the negatives and the things that they're not dictate their life. Mm-hmm. But it's like, you don't have to, you know, like there's that saying, I forgot exactly how it goes, but it's something like, you know, you have to pretend like you're rich. And I don't think it's that. It's actually living the lifestyle of the person, making choices, the best choices that you can make, as if you know, with what you have,
right.
Thinking outside of the box, instead of saying, you know, like let's say, you know, I can't afford that. How can I afford that? Mm-hmm. You know, yeah, I can't afford that. I'm poor. No, no. I'm a millionaire. How can I afford that? You know, something like that. And so it literally takes over your whole life. When you become that person and you think as that person, you literally grow into it. So anyway, thank you, Ashley, for everything. I really appreciate all your thoughts this morning.
Thank you, Albie. I appreciate yours. And you brought up a really good point. I think a lot of us, or not a lot of us, but just people in general might think or might hear, I've got to act as if I'm that millionaire already. And they think, oh, well, millionaires spend a lot of money and they go to these fancy restaurants. And that's not where it started. You know, where the acting happens is, we have to start with our words. We have to start with our thoughts. That's where we have to step into that. It's not about, oh, we're going to go to this restaurant and spend a whole bunch of money that we don't have because that's, you know, millionaires, they do that. No, it's about those thought patterns and changing that first.
That's right.
Yes.
That's right. Yes.
Thank you for adding that today. That was really good. All right,
Brett
everybody.
Hudson.
All right, Brett, go right ahead. We can wrap it up with you.
Oh, I'm just going to add a period to that. I was going to say what my mentor taught me was, yes, you can say, how can I afford that? But he taught me for the next 30 days, back in the day. So you might want to try this, just something to change your mindset about money. So go around and anything that you see that you like, that you want to have, say, I can't afford that. I can't afford that. I can't afford that. Try that for 30 days. See how your mindset changes about money and you know, your mindset over it. So back to you.
So good. Thank you, Britt. And the book even told us that, to be grateful for the things that we're desiring before we ever get them. And that is a great example of that, Britt. Wonderful way to wrap up our call. Thank you so much, Britt, Albie, Christian, Rita Joy, Booker, Gail, Jesse, and Wanda, and Lori Sue. Even though we're having some technical issues, we know that you're here. We're thankful for you. Thank you, everyone, for making this the best mastermind ever. We'll see you back on Monday with Booker, the Freedom Cooker. Have an amazing day, everyone.
Woo-hoo! Love my brother's family.
We love you, too. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Great job,
Ashley. Bye.
Everything has a season, a reason to grow. So don't be discouraged by your obstacles.
No.
Never give up your right to be happy. Never give up. Be all you are meant to be. Things will always come to get us down, and it only gets worse when we start to frown. Let's keep hope alive in our hearts. Smile with gratitude, that's when the magic starts. Never give up your right to be happy. Never give up. Be all you are meant to be. Never give up your right to be happy. Never give up. It's your life for eternity. Never be defeated, even if you are mistreated. Stand your ground right where you are. Don't give up on your dreams, no matter how hard it seems. Move forward and follow your heart. Follow your heart. Never give up your right to be happy. Never give up. Be all are meant to be. I'll never give up my right to be happy. I'll never give up. It's my life for eternity. I'll never give up. Never give up. Never give up. Never give up.